25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 3rd. Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Luke 3:21-22. Devotional. In less than one chapter, that baby in the manger had grown into a man. The beginning of his ministry was marked with a handoff from John the Baptist, Jesus' earthly cousin, as the one who would prepare his way. We see the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, which in Jewish tradition would have been the lesser animal to bring for temple sacrifice. Another example of humble beginnings. The declaration is one to consider. A voice from heaven, an affirmation of God's pleasure on this man from Nazareth, not the son of Joseph, but from a higher source. The declaration was made in the midst of others being baptized, so it was evident that the life of this man would be set apart from the rest. Do you believe that God has set you apart for a purpose? Through Jesus, we are now able to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. His life, death, and resurrection made it possible to confidently join the family of God. Just as the Father blessed the earthly ministry of Jesus, we can be bold to proclaim his goodness in our lives. Prayer. Lord, thank you for loving us as sons and daughters. Let Jesus' ministry on earth prove again and again in my life that your love and protection wraps me in love and light. May I never forget that you're with me on that journey. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.